A musical adventure. New artists, new musicians, and everyone involved in the world of music. Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, this is J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, with your host, Jamie Rodriguez. Let's find out what we have this episode.
Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. This is your host, Jamie Rodriguez, coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee, and wrapping up our South by Southwest batch of interviews here. But this was a really inspiring one, guys. Axel Flavant, born and raised in Iceland, in the northern fishing village of Husavik, maybe? I'm sorry for my Icelandic listeners here. We're butchering it, but incredible artist nonetheless. He supported artists like the Paper Kites and Radical Face and so many more. And he was one of the buzzworthy artists in Austin this year. And he is actually releasing a brand new album in June of this year called Away From This Dream, which is spectacular. There's already a few singles out, like Chasing the Night and How This Dance, that are just magnificent. And yeah, we sat down with Axel and we had a really actually interesting conversation about longevity in the music business. I mean, he's been at it for a few years. Comparison to other peers, the inevitability of comparing yourself to others. Music videos. I mean, Axel's videos are phenomenal, so we encourage you guys to see them, and so much more. Just a great time with Axel, and just another great artist discovery there in Austin, Texas, at South by Southwest. By the way, guys, if you're new to the show, we have a lot of cool stuff coming. We'll be covering the Midland cruise next week, so we'll be out at sea with our friends of Midland, Orville Peck, Stephen Wilson Jr., Caitlin Butts, Jamie Wyatt, and a whole bunch of others, so lots of stuff coming. We have some other music festivals right after that, so make sure to follow us on all our media networks at J-Rod Concerts Media. So without further ado, this is Axel Flavant on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast.
Doing good, how are you?
Good. I think I bought you here last time already a few times, but yeah. We'll make do. How's your trip to Austin?
It's been amazing. It's been so good. Yeah,
I heard your show was a highlight.
Wednesday night. Yeah, that's nice to hear. Yeah, I'm very happy. About it. Yeah,
absolutely. Man, your EP First Fire is so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, looking off camera, man. I've been digging deep, and you know, there's nothing better than an EP that has no filler. That listen to it, kind of the battery.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, love it.
One of those.
Yeah,
thank you. You know, as I was researching you, Axel, I couldn't help but notice the longevity you've had in this business.
Mm.
You know, and that is something that I think, as we are more in this industry, it's more rare and more to be commended.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, do you ever look back and say, man, like, I've been here for a minute and I'm still here?
Yeah, I think about it almost every day. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's in a way, it feels like I'm comfortable, but it also feels like I'm hanging by a thread. It's like it feels like it could slip away at any point, but I feel like that's also just like an internal fear that will probably never leave. It's like not taking it for granted type of thing. That's what I like. Yeah, a little bit, but still also just that, just to help me appreciate it and not be too comfortable in a way. Like this, like, yeah, the industry and being an artist in today's age is so, it keeps changing. So you never get a chance to be comfortable in what you do,
sure,
because there's always a new mystery on the horizon of what you need to do or what you need to pay attention to. So I think
that's a beautiful way to look at it. I feel like more of our friends don't.
Yeah.
Did it always come to you that way? Or because I feel like, yeah, you know, a lot of them are always like, oh man, I'm not where I should
be. Yeah. No, I guess that's that has been a lot of the years I was there, where I was maybe thinking more that I was trying to reach to somewhere that I never got to. But the more I do it, the more I'm kind of, it's inevitable. I think this feeling will never leave, and
yeah,
and it's also a driving force, because if you've gotten to where you want to be, where are you heading then? Or like, where are you trying to go?
Yeah.
I think that, and getting comfortable with the fact that you're never where you want to be is also a part of it, I think, because you need to be ambitious and kind of excited to grow. And so that's just part of it.
Not a bad. Let me ask you about your music videos.
Yeah.
I was chasing the night, which is actually coming out that they were taping this, but there's so many of them.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was looking at your videos, I was like, man, Hatchell makes me believe in videos again. Like, I feel like it's like a lost art, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. I think I have such a high love for music videos, and just how, like, for me, they're such an important factor in getting to know the visual side of an artist, or getting to know like how they would like to see, like it's such an important part of the music for me. Like, when I got to know musicians when I was younger, I dove deep into their visual parts as well, the album covers, the single covers, every decision that the artists make, and the music videos are such a big part of that. And that it is a dying form is, yeah, maybe, but I really appreciate it. So I want to keep going and keep doing it.
It's obvious that cinematography is a big influence.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Like, do you have like movies or something that like?
I think, I wish I would have like a clever answer to it. It's more like a feeling than anything. Like, I feel like it's just this. It's a movie. I think. I mean, the most obvious answer that comes to my mind, that in my modern brain, is the Wes Anderson Feel of Things, and that kind of, and that perspective of capturing a theme within. And like, I'm such a big fan of it. And
yeah,
like, just get so inspired by every movie I see.
You do such a good job, man.
Yeah.
I want to, I'm like a huge like YouTube fan.
Yeah, yeah.
But they never got the video,
Yeah.
It's almost like, dude, like, I don't want to see you. I'd rather just like see you guys in class for listening to the song. But you really like do enhance.
Oh,
it's not easy to do.
You're thank you so much, man. So happy to hear.
Let me ask you about Brighton. Moving back to Brighton. What, 2 years since you moved back?
To
the UK?
No, I haven't lived in the UK.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So you're moving back.
Where? Huh?
Okay.
So you moved back to Iceland, right?
Yeah, I moved back to Iceland in 2019 from Brighton. I was in Brighton for half a year.
Yeah. Okay. My bad.
Yeah,
a little bit about the Icelandic kind of like musical world.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you are there. The Voice of Calais are there. It's an interesting kind of like water there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, I think that's it's something that I keep needing to kind of decipher, and it's something I need to kind of pick apart and think about a lot in interviews and talking to people that are so interested in the fact that there are so many musicians from Iceland and so many incredible artists. And I agree. I think it's such a, I think it's just so easy to be artistic in Iceland. I think we have a lot of space. We have a lot of, there's a lot of encouragement to be doing what you authentically want to do as an artist. I think that's like really encouraged. So I think it's at a very young age, I got that feeling, and I got kind of people around me, my like family, really pushed me to be myself in my art. So it was just such an open environment to become an artist.
Yeah.
So it just felt like a really organic thing to do. And I don't think that's like that everywhere.
No.
You know, I think there's like this pressure that you need to push through. Like, you need to kind of tell people that this is what you want to do, and that's like, you need to be ready to compromise on it and stuff. But I feel like there's never been that wall for me. There's always been encouragement. And then when I started releasing music, it was always like, oh, there's this artist from Iceland, and that's interesting. And that's an encouragement on its own as well, that people are interested in what you're doing just by the mere fact that you're from a place. You know, it's free advertising in a way, you know. So, and then if your music is good on top of that, it's kind of an extra point. So I think it's, I think that motivates a lot of people, and it just, it's just something that just keeps growing with every year. With
I also have a theory. I have a theory that when you're from a place like Iceland or Norway or something, I don't know. It's just like, it's easier, like the weather alone. I think it helps you out. Like I'm from Miami.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, you couldn't have an accident in Miami. It's too fucking beautiful. Yeah. People are just like, let's go to Ocean Drive. Like, you know what?
I mean, I spend most of my days in my home. So there's not been like when I was a kid, my hometown is really like soccer, football focused. Yeah. And I never been into sports in general, and kind of always was like, not for me.
Good.
So there wasn't really anything like there's a really nice music education in my hometown, and always like from the first years it was very encouraged, like in a lot of schools, of course. But there is also I think the respect that you have for the interest of music is like your interest, like you're organically interested in music. But then if you tell somebody you do something, and then everybody's like, oh yeah, that's cool. But also in Húsavík, when I was a teenager, there wasn't a lot of people doing it. So I felt really unique doing music. So the only thing that I compared myself to...
Were you like the most popular guy in school?
No, not at all. But people were interested in the fact that I did music and I was so interested in music. And I think that really drove me as well to be more serious about it, because I could really feel it at like 12, 13 when I was in bands and I was making songs with my bands but coming back to the weather, it was also because we needed to do something inside.
Sure.
There wasn't a lot of like outside things that you like, you could go snowboarding and all that, but it's still, I just really wanted to make a musical world.
Cool. Yes. Well, listen, you got a lot going on, so let me leave you with this.
Yeah.
I saw a great video of you where you talk about that you're getting to know your songs intimately.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's on your socials, and just say, hey, you know, this is new songs that are coming out. I'm getting to know them.
Yeah.
I thought that was really fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean by that?
I'm trying to remember.
I was an artist.
Yeah.
It's about like a year old.
Okay.
You was like on your
Instagram. Yeah.
And you were Yeah. I just feel like if I was an artist, like you actually, and I had a great set called, I would just want to fucking release it the next day. What is this like getting to know it in time? I just think that you were talking about like, I have this ready.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I remember. I know what you're talking about now.
Really
yeah.
Interesting,
yeah. I think that's the. You know when. I think it's also something that has evolved with the fact that we release singles before we release an album. It's like now it's like a template that I go through. Not the first time that I go through it. It's like four or five singles, then it's the album. So every song has its own kind of presence until the album comes out. But when I write the album. So it's like the unit.
Yeah.
So I need to pick the songs from the unit to be like, oh yeah, but I'm presenting this to you as a product on its own without its counterpart. It kind of feels like I have to get to know the songs on their own as well, and then pick them. And pick them apart. And I kind of need to sell you as like a possible new fan why you should listen to this.
Okay.
And that's such an interesting, weird little project on its own, you know. And I think getting to know the songs intimately is also like, when I'm playing them alone, performing these songs for the first time, it's like a complete different experience than when I'm writing them in my studio. So I need to, like, I'm writing the songs and then I need to kind of look in the mirror and get to know the songs before I can perform them and be like, this is the song.
Yeah.
Like, so I think it's like the process. And I think I love the fact that I'm always learning something new from doing it as well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's so fun. I mean, we're so glad we got to connect, man.
Yeah.
Become a Nashville champion. Hope you make it to Music City soon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, congratulations, man. And we can't wait for the
thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you.
You have been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Thank you for tuning in.